The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we have a really great topic. We're going to be talking about all of the great services that United Way of Ulster County offers. They help innumerable community organizations, and they've played a major role in the response to the COVID pandemic. And we're also going to hear some great statistics and data from a new report that the United Way has put together talking about the plight of working families in Ulster County. And our guest is someone we've had on Healthy Ulster Radio before. She is Stacy Ryan. She is president and CEO of the United Way of Ulster County. Under her leadership, United Way has allocated $14 million to Ulster County programs focused on providing high quality and affordable childcare, housing and emergency assistance, literacy training, mental health services, parent education, substance use prevention, and vocational training. She was named by County Executive Pat Ryan as a member of the 2040 Economic Development Task Force and serves on Ulster County's Department of Social Services Advisory Council. So Stacy is going to share some really great information with us. Welcome back to Healthy Ulster Radio, Stacy.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
There's a lot going on in our community and with United Way. Let's start out if you would, just give us a little bit of background about what United Way of Ulster County is all about, and then we'll get into the pandemic response.
Okay. I think most people think of us as just a fundraising organization, but that's part of what we do. But I like to focus on the other part, which is to provide resources to programs that are really having an impact on the people who use them, and also to filling gaps in services, like our free tax preparation program, for instance, for low-wage workers. That was something that we took on because there was a need for it, and there wasn't any other agency that was available to do that. So we will talk more about some of those things. We have a women's mentoring program that also came out of the community's need for something like that for women who are generally low income and looking to become financially self-sufficient and attain their educational and career goals. So we're very much about serving the people, but part of that, of course, is raising funds in order to provide services to people and to the programs that serve people. So that's who we are in a nutshell.
And how does United Way of Ulster County raise funds? From what sources?
So predominantly, and this is a difficult year, predominantly in the workplace. So about 80% of our funding comes from individual donations from people in the workplace who are giving payroll deductions. So they're giving $1 a week or $2 a week. I mean, the average gift is about $104 or maybe $208. So we have thousands of people giving small amounts of money. And then there are our little angels who give us thousands of dollars, but those people I can count, you know, on one hand or two. So we are mostly indebted to individuals in our community. We also do solicit folks who are retired and are not in the workplace, but that's a much smaller component of the folks that give to us. Mm-hmm. So this year's a little tough. I think people are anxious. We're not able to communicate with them directly because of the virus. So we've developed a bunch of videos. You should have seen a couple of them because
I actually saw one of them. They were really terrific.
Because we've been working with the county to get those out to county employees. It is a struggle. I have to be frank.
And being a major election year, there are a lot of solicitations for donations. Obviously,
exactly. more competition than usual.
Absolutely. So, Stacey, I know that, and a lot of the community knows that United Way played a major role in the response to the pandemic, which has been really terrific here in Ulster County. I mean, it made me really proud. It makes me really proud to call myself a resident of Ulster County. Talk to our listeners a little bit about United Way's role in all of that.
I want to echo what you just said, though, too. It's a beautiful thing to watch everybody come together. I think the county played an enormous role in leadership and sort of lighting the way for how we should all behave and move forward and the focus we needed to put on this. So what we ended up doing, it was interesting. I mean, thankfully, three of our six staff people, we're a small office, could come into the office. And so that was myself and our vice president and our chief financial officer. So we were in the office every day. We weren't allowing any other people into the office, but certainly people were calling us quite a bit. And we noticed in fairly short amount of time that there were a few segments of the population who were not having access to unemployment benefits and or that original stimulus of $1,200 that most of your listeners are probably aware of. And then they called them enhanced employment benefits. And that really kept people, I think, somewhat stable through this time. They are no longer receiving enhanced benefits. And so that's going to become a problem shortly, or more of a problem. But there were segments of the population, including immigrants, and they are a lot of our workforce, particularly in the hospitality industry, in restaurants and hotels, and they were losing their jobs and they were not eligible for any government assistance. And so we stepped in and we worked with the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network primarily, and Reaping the Harvest, which is an agency down in Highland, and also the Workers' Justice Center, who is a partner of ours as well. And we assisted in total 700 households. Now, about 80% of those were immigrants, and then the other 20% were made up of folks who either weren't eligible because they hadn't worked long enough at their jobs. They might have been folks on fixed incomes like Social Security or Social Security in SSI, Social Security Insurance, or SSDI, and they had extra expenses because they were taking care of children. It was a very, interesting sort of behind the scenes circumstance that people are probably not aware of.
Essential workers and frontline workers had to have somebody to watch the kids while they were performing those vital services.
Yes. So there were grandparents, there were retired folks, and people who were on disability who might have young children, their children were home. So they were eating more, there was more electricity being used, more air conditioning being used, whatever it was, their expenses were increased because their children were home with them. So there was that segment. And then another segment, which was small but still in critical need, were folks who had been incarcerated and had been released from incarceration. These were non-violent folks, or folks who had been arrested for non-violent crimes. And the state prisons were letting people out because of the issues of COVID in the prison. And those people would come out with nothing. So we focused on what we felt were the most vulnerable people at that time. And this is between mid-March and I'd say the end of May. Mm-hmm. And we were really the only game in town for those folks. And thank goodness we have an emergency and homelessness prevention fund through the through some private donors, the Novo Foundation. We also have some major donors, some individuals who provide major assistance to that. The Bruderhof community also is a major donor for that fund. And so we had about $300,000 to give out. And it averaged about, not much, about $450 a household. But it kept their lights on. It kept their heat on, because this was still March and April.
Right. But a little little bit goes a long way when on the margins, right?
Exactly. And I have to say, I have to give some credit to landlords here, because they really were working with people. You know, so that was also what happened. So if the rent was $750 and we could give $400 or $500, that $450 was the average, a landlord was okay with that as long as their tenants were good tenants. And that was also just another aspect of the community, you know, that was working to try to keep people safe and as healthy as possible.
And a lot of those landlords had mortgage payments of their own in their properties too.
Absolutely.
So they really came to the assistance of really people in need. And was United Way involved in Project Resilience, the food program?
Yes. So, but you know, we were behind the scenes, and we were approached by the county to administer those funds. And there were, I don't know exactly, but between $1 and $2 million. And so they needed an agency to make sure that the restaurateurs were paid. And so we set up a database. There were some 80 to 100 restaurant establishments or food service establishments that were providing, as I'm sure you're very well aware, you know, hot meals to people for some 4 or 5 months.
And that ramped up fast, right?
Very fast.
And we're running out of time a little bit in our first segment here. Let's take a break, and we want to hear a lot more about this program, because it was really amazing. It was really, really terrific.
It was amazing.
Yes, absolutely. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these short words.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less at Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals, right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest today is Stacy Ryan, who's president and CEO of the United Way of Ulster County. And she's talking to us about all the great programs and services that United Way provides to our community. And we're going to hear about some other great information on the status of working families in Ulster County. So, Stacy, before the break, you were talking about the Project Resilience program, which got restaurants, over 80 or 100 restaurants in the community, to provide free meals to folks, right?
Yeah, the county did that. It was just, you know, people on the sixth floor they got that together in 48 hours. I remember getting the phone call and them saying, can you administer this? It's going to be a couple of million dollars, and we need you to start doing it in about 48 hours.
Wow, that was County Executive Pat Ryan, right?
Well, it was, you know, folks from his office.
Right.
Yeah. And we said, you know, for sure. So I went down and spoke, thankfully, as I mentioned previously, our chief financial officer was coming into the office every day. So, you know, he set up the spreadsheets that we needed to and got the bank account that we needed to and the checks that we needed to. So we were doing the back office admin to make sure that these restaurants were getting some income, which was part of the plan. It was to feed people and also to keep some, you know, the restaurants with some modicum of income coming in, because they were so hard hit. And then that transferred to groceries, where they were, the county was purchasing, or I'm sorry, agencies that the county was contracting with, like People's Place, for instance, were purchasing groceries and then distributing those. And so we did the admin for that. And now it has turned into actually a child care initiative, where the county chose 4 child care agencies. And we the county, we are administering for the county, subsidies so that children can go to childcare from 9 until 5 when their parents would be home.
Right, because there's such a shortage of childcare right during this whole
thing. And it's very expensive to have childcare from 9 to 5.
Under normal circumstances, it's very expensive.
Exactly. And these agencies, you know, they have to pay staff people to be there for 8 hours, usually if they're doing after school programming, all these agencies, the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, the Center for Creative Education, and an outfit called Healthy Kids. So we worked with Mark Ryder up on the sixth floor to get that organized, and that's working beautifully. We're subsidizing hundreds and hundreds of kids to go to places where they're getting help with their homework. I mean, these kids are actually lucky because there's staff on board to help them through the remote learning and to help them get their assignments done and to work with them one-on-one to make sure their work is getting done while their parents are working, you know, trying to get back.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
really, it's really great. Yeah, that's the county needs to take credit for all that. I mean, we're partners and we help, you know, to the best of our ability. But I got to give credit where it's due. And they've been really impressive in terms of responding to the needs, not just of people in the pandemic. And this will switch us into the next category, actually, but low income people. I mean, County Executive Ryan, familiarly known as Pat to us, very concerned about low-wage workers. And, you know, it's not something that's endemic just to Ulster County. This is an issue across the country. There's been a 33% increase in low-wage jobs between 2007 and 2018. And in 2018, they made up 39% of the jobs in New York State. And that is per the ALICE report that we referred to briefly. ALICE standing for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed.
I remember that.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good. And, you know, Ulster County is really actually better than the state average. The state average of the number of people in that category is 45%. In Ulster County, it's 41%. But we do have pockets. Kingston is 52% of the population is considered.
Meaning ours. Families who are struggling.
Yes. And in Ellenville, that goes to 61%. And the good news is that county leadership wants to try to impact that. And that was one of the reasons, I think, that I was invited to participate on the 2040 Economic Development Task Force. And, you know, I've been in this business a really long time, and I've never been invited to an Economic Development Task Force. And you know, Pat felt that it was really important to have a voice there that could represent
workers.
The many low-wage workers who are barely making ends meet.
Well, you know, this report really resonated with me in particular because I'm a former town supervisor of Marbletown. And I remember when I was in office between 2004 and 2010, we did a lot of work on affordable housing or providing for the housing needs of our community, because we found that then 70% of the homes in Marbletown were second homes. And, you know, one could say, well, it's great. New people are moving up, new energy, you know, great people. But the other side of that coin was that young people and seniors and middle-class families are simply getting squeezed out of our communities because of taxes, because wages did not, you know, we're no longer keeping up. And this latest ALICE report, I did some research. It says that for a family of four in Ulster County to survive, this is survive, requires a household income of $79,632. Yet the median household income in Ulster County is $63,348. That's almost, if I'm doing my math right, about $16,500 less than the minimum for survival for a family of four.
And I know
that's really serious.
And that is actually, I believe that includes two adults and two children in child care.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And so child care and housing are the two biggest expenses. And to tell you the truth, we're not talking about, you know, exorbitant housing in terms of what's available. I mean, that's based on about $1,000 a month, right, for an apartment. And frankly, that was 2 years ago.
And that's hard to find $1,000 two-bedroom apartment in Ulster County for under $1,500.
That's correct. So, you know, 2 years ago, it might have been $1,000, but that's not the case now.
I would say that, you know, most of the, a good many, except for higher echelons of management, probably most county employees are somewhere in the 60s range, you know, salary wise, maybe 50s, 60s. Same thing with firefighters, police officers.
Well, that brings up, I have a list here of the most common ALIS jobs, because I thought people would be interested in, knowing, well, who are these people? And there's there are 20 occupations by employment wage, and we're just going to include the ones that are making less than $20 an hour. So retail salespeople, personal care aides, cashiers, janitors, food prep people, office clerks, registered, no, not them. I was going to say, no, they're on the list, but they shouldn't be. Waiters and waitresses, not that they shouldn't be, but customer service representatives, teaching assistants, security guards, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these are the kind of entry-level jobs, right, that families, you know, get started with, or maybe like a kid coming home from college and, you know, before they get their first, you know, career type of job, they maybe would get started with some kind of an entry level to kind of get their feet wet, right?
Or it's a second job for, I mean, in other words, it, you know, it could be a mom and the dad is also working and maybe he's making $15 an hour and together, you know, they're making $30 an hour. But it's not, you know, it's just, if there's a car repair that's needed, it's the simplest things. I mean, I had somebody recently, their refrigerator broke. They had kids in the family. They needed a new refrigerator. Right. They didn't have $600 or $400.
And that's why we said before, like with the stimulus check, like $1,200 might not seem like a lot of money to some people, right?
Right.
But for a family that is just struggling to make ends meet every month, that's a big difference. I mean, the more you're on edge, the more a small amount of money plays a major role in your life, right?
Yeah. And, you know, if people are out there thinking, how can people not make it on 79? Again, that's two kids in child care. It goes down actually precipitously, almost $20,000 if you have two.
But you think
kids.
Of rent, mortgage, car insurance, car maintenance, food. I mean, you can't get out of a supermarket with a family for under $150, $200 a week right there, you know.
And they say $1,000, about $1,000 a month for two adults and two school-aged children. I just want people to know technology, in case they were thinking, well, maybe right. They have, it's $75 for the whole wow. family in that so, budget.
So Stace, we are beginning to run out of time. Okay. Unfortunately, this is such a great topic. So what can United Way of Ulster County do to help folks, and where do they go to get more information?
Well, they can always call our office because there's always somebody there. Yeah, I mean, we're sort of the experts on where to go, or one of the experts on where to go and what your needs might be. We also are part of a regional effort, and it's 211. You just dial that number, and you will actually get a human being. You won't be on hold, and you won't press 6 for this and 5 for that. There will be, we call them call specialists, and it's, again, a regional United Way effort, and they have access on the computer to thousands of programs in a 7-county area.
Wow.
So, yeah, calling 211, or you can go on the web and search there at hudson211.org. And you can do it by your zip code.
And you can just Google or search for United Way of Ulster County to find out about your specific agency, too?
Oh, well, go to ulsterunitedway.org if you
Perfect.
Want to find out more about us.
Well, Stacey, we're going to have you back because, I mean, the breadth and depth of what you do and your colleagues do for our community is totally amazing. I know I've worked with you for years on Ulster Prevention Council, fighting substance abuse or preventing substance use, and It's really amazing work, and we can't thank you enough. We are filled with gratitude for the work that you and your colleagues do. So thanks.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to be with you and to speak with you and to work with you all these years.
Sounds good, Stacey. All right, bye-bye. Listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.